What up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. How you guys doing? I hope you're having a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in to the What's Up Omaha podcast. We don't have a lot on the agenda today. Just talk a little bit, you know, personal diary style, how I often do. First thing is, again, shout out. I've been talking about the wrestling season. My daughter wrestling and her team going out there and getting on the mats and competing. So shout out to all those girls once again. They're consistently out there grinding and working hard. This past week, last week they had a big tournament out in Winnebago, and they did really well. You know, they got one girl who's undefeated, Emma, you know, and then some other girls who are doing pretty well. My daughter's doing pretty decently. And it's just a great thing to see. They were in the paper. I shared that. It's kind of crazy that it's 2022 now. So the Omaha World Herald had gone out to one of the tournaments. It was at the Mid-America Center, maybe. Or maybe it was actually... I think it might have actually been the one of Vegas. Whichever one, regardless. It's 2022. And the girls were in the paper. It was the Winnebago one. It was the Winnebago one. Because, yeah, she went against a girl who she had gone... with a girl who is the daughter of someone that I work with at my full-time job. So yeah, they were out there. They got some photos, and you know, my wife had tagged me and my daughter on Facebook, and some lady commented, "Who would let their daughter, like what mom would let their daughter wrestle? Mom or dad? What mom or dad would let their daughter wrestle?" Fish, it's 2022. These girls want to wrestle. Why would you not let them wrestle? Yeah, my daughter had told me that someone commented saying that, and I was like, oh man, I didn't, you know, I don't understand why you would say that. And maybe the lady thought that all the girls were going against boys. Maybe she didn't take the time to read the actual article, because that's what a lot of people do. I'm not saying that I don't do that as well, but you only read the headline. You don't actually go and, you know, read the story. You're just skimming because, you know, you're lazy or you just don't feel like reading that much, you know, whatever. But like, if you're going to go and make a comment about something, you should probably read. And maybe, I mean, I couldn't tell, but maybe she was an older lady and she was old fashioned or something. But girls have been competing at physical things for a long time. It's time for people to catch up, bro. Like, it's a new day. It's not the 50s. Like, these girls are, you know, they grind and they put it out there on the line. They're working out every day, sweating, and they're dedicated and they're putting in time on the mats, man. Why would you not let them or want them to compete? It's people and their old thoughts, man. I don't know, like, and why are you worried about it? Clearly you don't have anyone of age who is out there wrestling, so why does it matter to you? That's what's funny a lot of the times is, man, people get so like worked up or have like an opinion on something that has nothing at all to do with them. Like, why are you worried about it, bro? Like, it's one thing to like have questions or be inquisitive about things, but like when you say something with a negative like tone to it, and you know absolutely nothing about the topic that you're speaking on. Like, just keep your mouth shut. Like, I don't even understand. But whatever, I digress. But yeah, man, it was great to see these girls out there, man. Every time we see them out competing, there's some really tough girls. And, you know, this last tournament that the girls went to, they got first place. Shout out to the Monarch Girls Wrestling. Yeah, man, it was cool to see. My daughter had five matches and she won all five. You know, I don't know how tough the other girls were. Because my daughter has definitely lost matches this season. But in any case, like I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm proud of her no matter what. I don't have to push her when it comes to, you know, going to practice and stuff. Like during the season, during the off season, it's kind of a, you know, like pulling teeth. But during the season, she's doing what she needs to do. She's been commended by her coaches for being a good, like, teammate and role model and helping other girls grow and get better. But yeah, man, 5-0. So regardless, though, if she wins or loses, I'm proud of her. She gets out there on the mat. She's doing something that she enjoys and that she wants to do. So shout out to her. You know, I mean, for someone to say, why would a parent let their kid do something that they want to do that is like a physical activity? It's productive. It's not like she's out there getting in trouble. Like, she's being constructive. So I don't understand what the problem is. Outsiders speaking on things that they don't know about, man. But yeah, anyway. So my daughter, shout out to her, man. 5-0 at this tournament, her first time getting first place in a tournament. And, you know, we were kind of, well, her and I don't know how much my wife was disappointed about it, but they didn't have the award presentation as they often do at the end of tournaments. And that was like, come on, bruh. It was at Millard West. And I don't know why it was a Friday night. So I don't know why they didn't present the awards. I don't know if it was a time constraint or what, but we got out of there about 8:30-ish, maybe a little after 8:30. Probably that's what it was, 8:30, 8:45-ish. But man, you know, they said that they were going to mail out the results and stuff, like packets to the coaches. I'm like, man, that's lame. That's the second time. I don't know, man. Wrestling is just, again, a weird thing. Like, these girls spent all this time out there working hard. And, like, it's not like it's unusual to have the award presentation. So I was just confused by it and disappointed, again, because that's like, you know, it doesn't change the way that the matches went or anything. Like, you know that you won, or like they know that they won. It doesn't change the result at all, but there's just something about actually going through the whole experience and getting up there on the podium and, you know, getting your bracket and number one and your medal or whatever. Like, my daughter was like, she wanted to have that. So I don't understand. I only wrestled 1 year and it was like in eighth grade. So I definitely didn't do it in high school, and I didn't go to any like big tournaments or anything like that. So, you know, I don't have a ton of experience there, but, it's just crazy to me how, you know, the weeks back when her and a teammate got screwed on, having five matches and losing to the flip of a coin or whatever, you know, I just feel like if these girls, these kids in general, if they're going out there and they're doing the work, they should get the full experience. I don't know. That's just what I think about that. And hopefully she'll win or have the opportunity to get on the podium at another tournament. But again, regardless, she got in first place. So, I couldn't be more proud of her. And sorry if I gush, I'm a proud parent. I love my girls and the things that they're doing. You know, and I'm excited to see what my youngest gets into. She's in gymnastics right now, so I don't know if she'll ever do that seriously. She's not in the competitive side of things just yet, but I don't know if we'll go there in the future or not. But she enjoys gymnastics, so proud of both of my girls for getting out there and doing it. There's probably someone out there saying, "Why would any mom or dad let their daughter do gymnastics? I just can't believe. Oh my gosh." Anyway, yeah, man, that's just one thing I wanted to talk about. But shout out again to the whole team, Monarch Girls. Shout out to the coaches, Coach Curry, Coach Brown, and just whoever else, the other coaches. I don't know how much they help with the girls' side of things, but those girls are getting better. It's the first year for some of those girls, but you can see the progression from, early in the season to where we're at now. And hopefully they're enjoying it and they'll continue next year and, just keep getting better, man. So shout out to all those kids, man. It's nice to meet some of the parents and get to talk to them and know that the girls are having a good time and enjoying their time on the mats and being around other girls and having that team environment and just being kids, man. So yeah, shout out to all those guys out there. It's been a fun 2 years, and it does get tiring, like the long hours and stuff, but to be able to see your kid go out there and excel and enjoy what they're doing, like I might complain a little bit, but it's worth it. If she's happy, it's worth it. Yeah, man. So I'm just really happy about that. Aside from that, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about today, man, and I'm not going to take too much time because I don't want to talk about COVID all the time. But this, cases are spiking again in the Omaha Metro, and I don't know, man. I just really don't know. For me, it's always been do the best that I can do, and what's within my power. Some people don't believe in getting vaccinated or whatever. My family has been vaccinated, to each their own. I'm not going to tell someone else that they should get vaccinated. But we're trying to take precautions when it comes to that. But now the weird thing is, like, people who are vaccinated are still getting sick. Of course, they say that some aren't getting as sick as people who are unvaccinated. But you just we do what's right for us or what we feel is right. You can only do what you can do, man. And somebody's gonna be upset, it seems like, regardless of what people are doing. And like I don't wear a mask when I'm training jiu-jitsu. My daughter doesn't wear a mask when she's wrestling, so we're definitely being exposed to people. I did try to start wearing my or not wearing the mask a little bit if we weren't around people, if we were out and about, but I was never fully comfortable with that. And so I said that I'm going to go back with these cases spiking again. This is how I'm going to be. I don't know. We'll probably still eat out a little bit. We might be a little, I don't know. We might be restrained on that a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to have a conversation and see what's best for the family. But my whole thought has been to try to reduce opportunities to get it. So, like, I know I'm training jiu-jitsu. So if I happen to get it there, it's going to happen. But being vaccinated, I'm hoping that that will help if I do get it. Like, I was just sick the other week or last week, and I don't know what it was. I felt like it was a cold, and I didn't have any crazy symptoms or anything, but I've not been training jiu-jitsu for a while. Well, since that has happened, and I think I'm going to go back tomorrow to open mat. So that'll be fun to get back out on the mat. But yeah, I wanted to put this on and have the visual for the people who are watching the video. Like, why does this make people so upset? Like, I saw that, like, the principal or whatever at Westside High School, he was getting death threats or something like that, and like, or maybe it wasn't death threats, but getting threatened, threats to his family and whatnot. And I'm like, these are supposed to be responsible parents. They're teaching kids. I mean, we all know that there's people out there who teach their kids hate from the start. But it's just crazy to me that they're threatening someone who is trying to do what they believe is best. It's not like they're trying to go out and put harm on other people. They're trying to do what they believe is best to keep people safe and listening to like medical professionals and whatnot. So I don't understand how people can be so upset at those people for just trying to do their job. And it's like, these are some of these people are the same people who told people that if they were scared of the virus, then stay home. Well, if you don't want to wear a mask, how about you just stay home? If you're going, like, if there's a place that requires a mask and you don't want to wear a mask, just stay home. And I don't care if this is controversial or whatever, but people are being super disrespectful to people for no reason. And they're doing it on social media or whatever. And I said it before that it's cowardly. And I just don't believe that. Like, people, you get on this social media, you get on your computer or your mobile device, and you get all tough and stuff. And someday you're gonna find somebody like, I mean, you'll mess with the wrong person, man. And you're gonna, as they say, you're gonna F around and find out. You know what I'm saying? But so that was one reason why I wanted to address the mask thing. Like, if you're one of those people and you're threatening administrative people, teachers, principals, or whatever, man, what is wrong with you? I would like to hope that maybe those type of people aren't like tuning into my podcast. I mean, I hope I don't resonate with that crowd. I mean, you can be a disbeliever or whatever, but if you're starting to threaten people and you can't see that that's wrong, screw you. So, and then another thing that I had just saw, so me and my boy C Blue, we went out to eat. I saw Block 16 had posted that they were going back to masks being required. And I've been wanting to try them anyway. And they put a message out there on social media, said, hey, we're just trying to do what's best for our small staff. We're trying to make it, please don't bring politics or whatever into the conversation. And like, we're just doing what's best for our staff and to keep our staff to help them feel comfortable while they're here at work. And like, sure enough, of course, people say stuff. And some dude on Twitter was like, I hope you go out of business. I hope people don't come and you go out of business. Like, why is that what you hope? Like you can disagree with that. And again, you could be a non-believer. You can, whatever it is, that's fine. Have your opinion. But why would you wish that they go out of business because they're doing something to try to keep people safe? Like, they're not trying to make people mad. They're not trying to do something that they think is going to hurt people. But then again, I mean, it's so your choice if you don't want to support that business. Like, that's totally up to you. It's totally up to you. Why are you getting so mad? Like, me and my boy C Blue were talking about it. So we ended up going out there to eat, And you wear a mask when you walk in and order, you go and sit down, you eat over in your little corner, and you take your mask off while you're eating. Like, I don't, whatever. For me, it's not a big deal. I don't mind putting on a mask. I just don't understand the people who go to a place and it says mask required, and they feel like they're above that and they don't have to put on a mask. Like, you can just as easily not go to that place. Like, that's what I don't get. It's like you're looking for trouble or drama. You see people are already going to places and they're recording before they go in to a place that says a mask is required. So they're doing something because they're already recording when they walk in and they don't have a mask and they get into it with whoever. It's crazy. And that's one of the things that really drives me nuts too, is I've said it, I think I made a tweet about it last year, where one thing that drives me nuts is like the places that say a mask is required, but then they don't really require a mask. Like these wrestling tournaments, you know, a mask is required, but then you go to the wrestling tournament, like state last year, the state wrestling tournament last year. I was so annoyed, man, because, you know, I'm trying to do my part and stay away from people or whatever, wear a mask. And they're like, oh, yeah, masks are required. But then you go, and then it's not even like they're not enforcing it. Like, it's not those people's jobs, like whoever's taking money for tickets and all that. But people are walking into the desk or the table to pay for their entry, and they don't have a mask on, and no one's saying anything to them. And I'm just like, it's so crazy. So I don't know if they just want to like say that a mask is required in the hopes that people wear a mask. I don't truly know. I don't truly understand it, because it's like, why are you going to say it if you don't really require that? Because my thought is, if I'm a person who is concerned or maybe has a health issue or whatever, and I'm like on the fence about, hey, should I go to this thing? You know, I'm really trying to be cautious, but oh, okay. It says masks are required. All right, I'm going to go. And then you go, and then you're around a bunch of people who don't have masks on. And, you know, I don't know. It's a tough thing. And I know it's tough. And I know it's not easy, like an easy answer, you know, an easy solution, but it's just crazy to me that that's what it is. Like, I just kind of wish that if you're not going to actually enforce the rule, then don't have the rule. Like, it, I don't know how that makes sense. So that's like the Winnebago tournament. That was the thing that they were talking about, like masks were required. And I'm here working at home, and my wife is there. And I've got it up on the laptop, you know, so I'm looking over and stuff, trying to watch when I can. And I look and I'm like, man, the ref doesn't have a mask on. And like, I see all these people walking by the camera don't have a mask on. So I text my wife, like, I thought it was mask required. And the whole thing is that, like, there was this whole big thing about how serious they take it on the reservation and whatnot. And, you know, there was this guy who was like the dad of the coach of the Winnebago team, who we had saw at a different tournament. I think it was the Fremont tournament. And he was upset that last year he couldn't go to any tournaments or matches or duels or whatever, because he wasn't a parent of an athlete. And he was, you know, anti-mask. And this is him, his words. He's an anti-mask or anti-vaxxer, whatever. He just tries to be healthy, like a lot of people are, you know, doing. They try to be healthy and think that that is what's best for them. So whatever. But he went in on about how serious they were and how upset he was that, or yeah, I think how upset he was that his son and daughter-in-law had to get vaxxed or whatever. And I don't know. So it was just crazy to me that like that was the thing. And they made sure to put in the announcement before that masks were required. So I'm just like, dude, just stop doing that. Like this, just stop doing that. Like, if you're not going to require masks, then stop saying that. I don't know why you, I don't get it. I don't know what it is. And I just have a hard time understanding what it is. But regardless, man, if you're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, like, it's just hard for me to be cool with other people, you know, or people disrespecting other people. Like, that's not how I was brought up, man. Like, my parents didn't teach me that. Like, and I get that people feel strongly in their beliefs and whatnot, but for you to threaten someone or, you know, attempt to get physical with someone, like, that stuff is just not cool, and I don't understand it. Like, you can be as mad as you want to be, but, like, don't start threatening people and, like, trying to get in people's faces and whatever else, because if you catch hands from somebody, that's on you. I sometimes those people who get in people's faces be the first one to cry when they get punched in the mouth. I don't know, man. And you know, I was talking to my boy C Blue, like, man, I'm so unconfrontational. Like, that's not my thing, man. And I hope to never have to get into something. But you know, you can't be out in the public disrespecting people. And it's always a last resort, man. But if it ever gets to that, man, you got to do what you got to do. Like, you need to be careful about who you're disrespecting. And I mean, you shouldn't be disrespecting anyone anyway, but there's just going to come a time when you disrespect the wrong person and you're going to mess around and find out, as they say. But man, I don't know, man. I'm sure there's some people who will feel some way about what I've said today, but hey, it's my opinion. You know, you feel the way you want to feel. I'm not going to try to change your mind about nothing. You know, you do whatever it is you need to do. As I've said before, we're going to worry about us and what we feel is best for our family. But yeah, man, bottom line, just be safe, man. Be as safe as you can be, like, and practice good judgment. Don't, like, if you don't feel good and you're sick and like coughing or whatever, try to distance yourself from people. You should be doing that anyway. But yeah, just try to, you know, be cautious and be smart. Whatever other stuff that goes on, I don't know, man. I don't have the answers. I don't claim to know it all. But I just know that I'm not going to go around and disrespect anyone else, man, because that's just not the way to be. That's not going to resolve anything. It's not going to make me feel any better. I don't know if people feel better after they, you know, do the things that they do or what, but that's just not how I get down. Yeah, man, I hope the new year is great for you guys. And I don't know, again, just be safe, and not just with COVID, just in general, man. It's so easy to die. Like, we could get in a car accident. I mean, you know, shoot, there was just a car accident out on I-80 where I think it was like at least a 3-car accident, and they shut like the interstate down or something around 60th Street. So, man, just, I saw on the news that somebody got shot, like, not like in my old neighborhood, but not far from it. Like 30th and U over by the like the project area over there in South O. So, man, it's so easy to die. You could have a heart attack, man. Like, you might not wake up tomorrow, but you, like, just please be safe. That's all I can say, man. Like, stop wasting energy on that stuff that doesn't matter, or like stuff that just, I don't know, you would be well served to focus your energy in another direction. Yeah, man, just on all levels, be safe. Be safe driving, be safe with the COVID, you know, be safe when you're walking down the street. Don't slip on ice and like break your tailbone. I don't know, man, just be safe. So that's what it is, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the What's Up Omaha podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it, man. Please feel free to comment and let me know what you guys think. You know, it's all cool to state your opinions on things, and we may not necessarily agree, and that's cool. We don't have to agree, but just be respectful. That's what it is, man. You guys, please subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast. And that's all I got, y'all. Smile. Help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Yeah. Small Guy Promotions. Omaha Fatty. Yeah. Peace out, y'all. Have a beautiful day.